This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I don't know if this is true, but a couple ticket techs have alluded to some of the details of this fight. It says, y'all see how the contract is set up. If Tyson knocks out Paul in round one, he gets $0. To get the max payout, he has to go the entire fight and not knock out Paul. I don't know if that's public. I think that's rumor.
I think that's rumor. And I think I was listening to Carson Anderson, and I think there was something that Evan had mentioned that has been proven wrong.
Okay, good. Because that would really take away a lot of the fun of the fight tonight.
Right. I guess the one thing that I can't find, and if one of our listeners knows this, I was looking at the tail of the tape. All right. And it's obviously 58 years old for Mike Tyson, 27 for Jake Paul. Their records, to me, mean nothing in this. KOs mean nothing in this. It's all past history for Mike Tyson. The height, 5'10", as we stated for Mike Tyson, 6'1". For Jake Paul, 71-inch reach for Mike Tyson, 76 inches. So Jake Paul is a little bit taller, has a longer reach. Their stance is orthodox. Who cares? Birthplace doesn't matter. I want to know what their weights are.
It's a good question.
Because
didn't they just weigh in yesterday? It's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah, but I can't find it.
It's all right.
And so it's when you think about both of these guys, and you know, if Mike Tyson's in his prime, like this is laughable.
Yes.
He's obviously not. Has 30 years, is 31 years of difference enough to even the playing field or tip it in the favor of Jake Paul?
Yeah, if Jake Paul wins, it's just going to be another one of these wins against washed up fighters. Like, yeah, he'll get paid, Mike get paid. Maybe we get a decent watch. My fear is we get like... we don't get a knockout. It turns into patty cake. Then it goes to the scores card. And are you guys interested?
I'm interested in is how much he weighs. That's what I was looking at.
Do you have the weight?
I don't know if this was just from the weigh-in yesterday. It says 228.4 pounds.
Right. That's for Mike Tyson.
Oh, you wanted Jake Paul's weight?
Yeah, because Mike Tyson fought as a heavyweight, and Jake Paul was a cruiserweight.
Jake Paul, 227.
Okay, yeah, he's bulked up for it. Yeah,
yeah, they're both right there in terms of weight. So that's the tail of the tape.
So I heard it was one of our shows yesterday. I think it might have been Mike and Rico. They said there's a Mayweather-McGregor aspect to this, and I agree with that.
Yeah,
this is a big event. There's no doubt. It's huge. It crosses generations. That's what's why the appeal is there. I'm not that interested in it. It's a spectacle. America loves spectacles.
Yep.
But like McGregor and Mayweather just kind of ended up being like meh, right? Like it.
No, it was. It was meh. People were disappointed at the end of that fight.
And that's kind of why I'm lukewarm on this, because I feel like if I devote my time, I stay up later than I usually do on a Friday, that I'm just going to kind of be like, eh, you know? The thing is that you could see something crazy.
Well, that's why you watch.
That's why it's popular, and that's why it's so big, even though maybe I'm not into it. It's because America loves a good spectacle, you know? And I think it's borderline, like, mindless entertainment, you know? It's like, let's tune in, let's watch. I don't have a lot at stake. People do have rooting sides and stuff, but is anybody going to be going crazy unless there's some humongous controversy, which is highly unlikely? The fact that people are saying it's staged and all this, I don't know. Could it be?
Sure. I'm willing to suspend reality for a little bit.
You just nailed it. Mindless. Suspend reality for a little bit and just kind of...
be entertained.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to be entertained.
If there's no knockout, I think people will be bummed.
Yeah, somebody needs to be laying on the floor.
I equated it. We were doing show prep, and I said to you guys, I thought... It's just mindless entertainment, like a game that you would play on your phone. Yeah. When you kind of just go into Never Never Land, you're not even thinking about anything in life. And so like it's like Farmville.
So there's a saying, it's not content, it's non-tent. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But I think the spectacle upgrades it for people, and I think you will have a lot generational, you know, divide. People will watch this tonight. Let's get a couple phone calls in quickly. Kevin in Garden City, you're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Listen, when I watched yesterday, first of all, there is a such thing as old man strength. Absolutely.
Yep. 100%.
It's a truism. When I watched yesterday the slap, I challenge you to go back and look at that slap. There's a saying, and I'm not sure who coined it, that says everyone has a plan until you get hit. Now,
that was Tyson.
You look at... Okay, great. If you look at when Mike Tyson slapped him, the next thing he did, and it was muscle memory, he weaved. He smacked him and he weaved. It was subtle. And here's what I posit. Once Mike Tyson gets hit and hit hard, all that plan, all that stage stuff is out the window. This man is going to destroy Paul. He's going to destroy him. I absolutely believe it. I can't appreciate the how it crosses generations. I absolutely can't appreciate it. Mike Tyson was an absolute Thor back in the day. And so I anticipate at the end of the day, that's going to take over. That muscle memory is going to take over. And we all know when you're an athlete, it's all about reflexes. It's not necessarily about age. His reflexes as a fighter, the fighter he was, his reflexes will take over. And one last thing. At 58, you remember when Tyson was fighting, man? He was absolutely humiliating and destroying people, making them quit, tearing. He hit one guy so hard he almost ripped his nose off his face. Uh-huh. What I posit is this. The next thing I'm saying is this. I think that a 58-year-old Tyson is the equivalent of a 27-year-old Paul. I think he's going to destroy him once he gets hit. He's got to get hit. But once he does, all the game plan is out the window. What do you guys think?
Kevin, I'm with you. I think that there is such a thing as muscle memory. This is something that he has done his entire life. Even when he wasn't fighting, you see different videos of him throughout the court. This is how he has always trained. It's what he knows. It's who he is. And when you watch the slap, you could say the slap is manufactured, but he does bob and weave after that. Like, there are certain instincts that you have that you just always fall back to. He is a natural born killer.
That's what I'm rooting for. Sam in Utica, you're on 97.1.
Hey, so me and some of my friends are watching the fight, and couple things. So I know they're using 14-ounce gloves or whatever. One of my friends does semi-pro fighting, and he always trains with weighted gloves, like 2 pounds or 2.5 pounds. So when they have to use the weighted gloves in a real fight, it doesn't slow his hands down. And I'm sure that's what Tyson was doing. But I don't see Jake Paul knocking out Mike Tyson in any lifetime. And so Tyson's getting paid $20 million for this fight, and so is Jake Paul. So if they offered you, Jansen, $20 million to fight Tyson, would you take it?
In a heartbeat. But I'd also have to do the same thing that they did. I'd need a year lead up to it to prepare for it. I'd be much different when that happened. Now, I mean, I don't know that there's anybody that wouldn't take that.
You spend a million on some reconstruction and you're set for life.
Well said, Sam.
Yeah.
Take your lumps, they'll piece back your face together like Humpty Dumpty, and you'll go on your merry way with millions in the bank.
So I know what it looks like when you're bearing down on a linebacker and it's you and him, and you see the eyes, you see your target, you're so focused on the task at hand, the job at hand. I would love to see from a fighter's perspective Tyson coming out of the corner. Like, I would love to be able to be in that position to just see what it's like when he's coming out there and he thinks he's going to rip your head off.
You want to be the one he's trying to rip the head off, though?
Yeah, because I also would want to be in that position. I want to be able to fight. Like, I would love that opportunity.
Breaking news: John wants to be in the crosshairs of a tiger. Like, I mean, like, I don't want to be in the crosshairs of Mike Tyson.
But there's always going to be a difference between me and you.
You got a death wish? Is that the difference?
No. I like, want, really? I, like, you always want to test yourself.
Okay.
And obviously that would be the ultimate test in a situation that I am nowhere qualified to be.
Listen, $20 million, you can get people to say yes. My point is I don't want to see Mike Tyson coming out of the corner bearing down on me. Oh, no, no, thank you.
Yeah, you want that. You'd have the James Houston effect.
Exactly. Wouldn't be Gatorade. Hey, quick update on Michigan quarterback pursuit. LSU commit Bryce Underwood. Well, Michigan's trying. $10.5 million over 4 years from the collective, but it does not sound like it will be enough for Bryce Underwood, which says a few things. One, it says Michigan is trying, which is a compliment, but it also says the perception of Michigan is that's not the place where Bryce will go to best position himself for the future, which I think is a knock on the way Michigan's offense looks and the confidence or lack thereof in the direction of Michigan's offense moving forward.
Could also be just where he wants to go.
And maybe. He's been an LSU guy all the way. LSU's put in inroads to Michigan. They brought Belleville guys down to the Bayou before. That's a lot of money to turn down.
It is.
$10 million.
It all depends on your view. Maybe that view is only 4 years deep. Maybe that view is a lot longer. And it could be the development of a quarterback. And we had a caller call in and said, yeah, he's talked about national championships. He's talked about number one overall pick. He's talked about being in the NFL, developing for that. All of those things, I think, are playing into the factors that are weighing into his decision.
And we don't know. I don't think there's any reporting that I've seen about LSU's collective and what they're offering and if it's close, if it's competitive, maybe it's more. I don't know. I know we've heard reports of Michigan and the number getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I do think there is an appetite, a demand from those around the Michigan program to better the situation, which I think is a good sign. It's just in this case, it doesn't appear to be working.
Yeah. And I mean, what's the reliability of the numbers? That's the other thing is there's no way to fact check any of these reports.
Right. So it's 4 years is what this latest report is. Well, how is it structured? Is it even every year? Is there a retention bonus? How much of it is real even to begin with versus hypothetical you could earn up to? Because there's also reports, there's incentives for team success. You're right. And then at the end of the day, I see a story from the Free Press and they're citing whether or not Bryce is sharing things on his Instagram or not. It's like he's a 17-year-old. Right. Some of this still needs to just kind of, your favorite word, play out.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
The whole recruiting and where it's gone with NIL, with transfers, with everything, college football, it's just a bizarre world right now.
Ticket text pouring in. I just spit out my coffee laughing at the idea of a Costa-Tyson fight.
How about a Jansen-Costa fight?
Who was the character in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, the very first one that he fought? Glass Joe. Glass Jim.
Glass
we got
jaw.
A new nickname. So we have big, what was it? Big Jim Costa, Fat Jim Costa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we got Glass Jim.
This texter says, what are you guys talking about? Most smart people would not take the $20 million to step in the ring with Mike Tyson. You get destroyed. The only good the money would be is it would go to your family when you're gone.
No, no. I mean, when you're gone, you're hoping to set yourself, your family up for a better life.
Texter says, I'm going to stay in my quality of life lane and not fight Mike Tyson.
I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of people that would take that opportunity. I certainly would jump.
You want to make
it.
That a poll question today? Would you take $20 million to fight Mike Tyson? See what the returns on that are?
Yes. I mean, the answer is yes.
Anyway, we got some more football to get to. Picks coming
unless
up at 8:35.
So scared.
It's night. Tyson's scary. Is that a hot take? Mike Tyson is a bad man, John.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be. We'll find out tonight. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years with a focus on using the highest quality ingredients. You can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. And it's all-day IPA. Here is what you get. It's a refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer, easy drinking and high quality. All-day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All-Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. You can visit foundersbrewing.com to find All-Day IPA. All-Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Insurance policy that he was communicating with a woman in Uzbekistan, interesting things. They looked at his browser history. Like, they started to realize, I think this man is alive and doing well, but they don't know why or exactly where. So they're hoping that this story will get somebody's attention, to get this man's attention, because, I mean, he's got three kids who would love their dad back, right?
So I saw this story.
Yeah.
And then it came up on my TikTok. And then there was another TikTok video of this guy. It looks like the same guy asking for life advice on a bicycle. And he goes through this. I'm thinking about moving to Uzbekistan. There's really not much love in my marriage anymore. The kids are out of the house. I don't know if it's confirmed it's the same guy. But that was, might be him.
It could be him. It's fascinating, right? Anytime you hear somebody faking their own death and getting away and fleeing to the, it's crazy.
It is crazy. All right, let's talk some football. Let's talk to Brian Baldinger. All right, Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Let's start with Thursday Night Football last night. As Lions fans, we were looking to see, all right, who's that next best team in the NFC? How do you feel about the Eagles after that game?
You got to feel good. I mean, they've won six in a row. The defense is real. You got a couple of really young, good players, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. But, they got their linebacking situation figured out right now. And that was a good offense that they shut down last night. And so I feel pretty good about, what the Eagles are doing. And they're right in the heels of, obviously, the Lions. And it looks like it's a two-man race right now after, 10 weeks. To see, who's going to hold down the number one seed.
How real is what we think is a resurgence for the Niners? They're starting to get healthy. Christian McCaffrey is back. Obviously, Ayuk is out for the year. Is there any threat that the Niners figure things out and they become the Niners that we thought they might be this year?
They could, John. I mean, last year after the bye week, they went on a six-game win streak. So they came out of their bye. It went down to Tampa. It wasn't very impressive what they did last week. Christian McCaffrey didn't look like Christian McCaffrey yet. They keep imploding on special teams, John. I know they missed the three field goals. Mm-hmm. I was down there announcing that game, but they muffed a punt that led to a Buccaneer touchdown. Like, they've got things they have to clean up, but the talent is there. I don't think they're a great defense, though, John. Like, I thought they were a lot better defensively a year ago, and that might be something that holds them back a little bit.
Carlton Davis, I saw you did a breakdown of just how important he's been for this Lions secondary. Just share with people what you're seeing with that addition.
Well, I mean, I saw the general manager of the Buccaneers last week, and they were going way down their depth chart right now at cornerback, and it was a real problem last week against San Francisco. And if they'd kept Carlton Davis, maybe they wouldn't be in that position. I mean, he's been cornerback number one all year. He had the 2 third-quarter interceptions last year. That sort of nullified some of the mistakes that Jared Goff was making in that game. And that got him right back in the game. Got him field position, got the ball back to the offense. Kind of turned that game around, I thought, last week. But it wasn't just last week. He's been playing like that for much of the year. And so I think he's been a huge addition. I think Terrion Arnold's going to be fine. He's got some penalties, giving up some plays. But I think Carlton Davis has really, held down that cornerback spot, which was such a disaster a year ago for that defense.
How much of Carlton Davis and also Terrion Arnold, of what they're able to do, are they just simply beneficiaries of those that are roaming around behind them in Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, those are two great players. I think Brian is a lot better, closer to the line of scrimmage. And then I think Kirby's much better, you know, in the free safety spot. Although when Brian got hurt, I guess it was against Green Bay a couple weeks ago. I mean, Kirby came down and played, you know, his spot down there to the line of scrimmage, had that pick six, big play in that game. They're taking the ball away. They play center field. They play that position really well. Brian is so good in so many different spots right now. You really can play him in the slot like he has played. He can play him at the linebacker spot, the dime linebacker, the free safety. He's just got such versatility to his game.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
You and I have been around the NFL, whether playing or talking, watching, for long enough to know that there's no gimmies in the NFL. What should Lions fans be watching when Jacksonville comes to town? How big of a concern is it that there could be an upset at Ford Field?
Well, I mean, just 3 weeks ago, John, Jacksonville came to Philadelphia. They were down five. They had first and 10 at the 13-yard line on the Eagles under 2 minutes to go. They're going to win the game if they score a touchdown and beat the Eagles, the team that we all watched last night. Brian Thomas Jr. is as good as any rookie receiver in his business. He has blazing speed, a little bit like Jameson Williams. Might not be that fast, but he's a better route runner than Jameson. Like, they've got nothing to lose right now. They've got two defensive ends that, in Josh Hines Allen and Trayvon Walker, that can, you know, ruin your day pretty quickly. They're pretty good pass rushers. I wouldn't overlook them. I mean, it's a disaster what's happened to them, but they've been in a lot of close games. They just haven't figured out a way to beat them. They had a chance to beat Green Bay a couple weeks ago. You know, it was a field goal game with a couple minutes to go. So they've taken some pretty good teams to the brink. They just haven't figured out a way to win those games yet.
He's Brian Baldinger. We check in every Friday. Brian, thank you.
Yep, thanks, guys. You bet.
All right. We got picks coming up next. It's 97.1.
A player at the guard position versus doing it at the tackle position. The tackle position, you're going to be on an island at some point. And yeah, Skipper is going to have to do Decker things, and he can't.
John, I would defer to you on this, having been in this position more, but I don't want to see this team take their foot off the gas until they've locked up the one seed.
And 100%.
In game, if they're up, we've seen them have that luxury a couple times this season where, okay, Hendon Hooker gets the fourth quarter, gets a couple series. Jared Goff stays out of harm's way, right? You want to say you build a 3-touchdown lead and Sam Laporta's not really involved as much, fine. What I would worry about is you think you can give Frank a day because it's lowly Jacksonville, or you think you can give Tecker a second week because it's lowly Jacksonville, and you don't have your full offensive line and the run game doesn't hum and Jared Goff gets hit one too many times and God forbid he gets injured, but what if you lose the game? You only have a one game edge on Philly right now. I think until you have this one seed locked up and you earn your bye week and earn a little extra rest, hey, if you can go, you will go. That's kind of how this Lions team is built.
Well, that's how it's built, but is it how it's been operating? Because we've seen it in previous seasons where it feels like a guy, if he misses one, sometimes it's two, but you kind of feel like he could be back. Yet they buy an extra week. And this is a team that has the longest streak going of not having back-to-back losses. Now, you don't want to have one, mm-hmm. so you have to avoid losing that streak.
Is a great way to avoid back-to-back losses is never
not
lose
have
the first one.
Yeah. Which they've been able to do so far this year. But I am curious as to, have we seen this very much under the radar, Ben, how Dan Campbell and this coaching staff have been operating throughout their time in Detroit?
So the examples would be Frank Ragnow over the last couple seasons, strategic rest.
Yeah.
You could even say
Jonah Jackson last year.
Sure. The way they run the football is a little bit of load management. Gibbs and Montgomery taking the load off of each other's mm-hmm. plate by splitting the workload.
Yeah, and so I think there are, if you're reading the tea leaves, and that's all this is trying to read the tea leaves of how have they operated before, because we don't know how significant or insignificant the injury to Taylor Decker was. We don't know how significant or not the injury and how bad is the pectoral tear for Frank Ragnow?
We don't know if it's getting worse. We don't know any of those details. We know
it's certainly not going to get much better during the season.
Decker, I believe, was back at practice yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Yes. So then I think that's on track for
he's going to play.
He's not 100%. Nobody's 100% this time of year. I expect that Decker would play. I expect that Ragnow would play. I expect you want all of them up there because you don't want anything to happen to Jared Goff, and you want to run the ball, and you want to take care of business, and you want to deliver another win because each win's going to put them closer to clinching the ultimate rest for the entire team. Congrats. None of you have to play week one of the playoffs. You have a bye week.
Well, I also think that they handle this on an individual basis, and it is simply they're not looking at who the opponent is on Sunday because this is a regular season game. If it was a postseason game, I think that changes the entire equation. This is a regular season game, and they're going to handle Taylor Decker and his injury for what's best for Taylor Decker over the course of this season. That's clearly what they have done with Frank, and it's going to be a different equation for injury, for player, for age of player moving forward. Now, if Taylor Decker's injury, again, shoulder, don't know what happened, don't know why he missed last week. It happened late in the week. He was in a sling. That's all we know. And he returned to practice. So if you return to practice, I think you're going to play. Sam LaPorta didn't return to practice.
Yeah, so is that the guy we're really talking about here? Should they rest versus rush? How should they handle Sam LaPorta when you're two touchdown favorites at home?
And how much
does
the opponent play a factor in that?
Right.
Because, and I just, this is on the heels of me saying it's an individual deal and what's best for the player. You're playing Jacksonville. And here's the thing about Jacksonville. When you look at them, okay, yeah, they're a team right now that's 2-8. But before Tua got hurt, they lost at the Dolphins 20-17. That's a tough loss.
Sure.
Browns, before you know everything all went south for the Browns, they lost by 5. The only team that they've been really blown out by is the Bills. That was in Buffalo, but they played the Texans tough.
On the road, too.
On the road. They played the Packers tough at home. They only lost by 3. The Eagles, as we just heard from Brian Baldinger 2 weeks ago, they lost by 5 and were in position to win that game. And that was in Philly, and they lost the Vikings 12-7. So it's a team that continues to fight.
Yeah, I think the stat I gave you was 6 of the 8 losses are by 1 score. So if you take them lightly, it's an NFL team. If you sit a couple key players, again, play the long game, you may lose the short game, which is the game on Sunday.
But I also think it's so when you say sit, it's like, hey, we don't need you today.
Well, that is part of the discussion, right? I mean, you said the opponent, how much does it play into it? That is a question of do we need you today?
Do we need you today? But it's how much do we need you today versus how much we need you in week 16? How much do we need you today versus how much do we need you to be a much better version of yourself in the NFC Championship game?
You guys tell us, you're Lions fans, you got an easy win on the schedule this week, right? You're 2 touchdown favorites. Do you want to see them load manage, rest a guy or two this week against Jacksonville?
Just for clarification, the way that you said that, you're the one saying it. An easy win.
I said that like with some sarcasm in it. Oh, okay. I'm the one that told you.
Yeah, just want to make sure.
Six of the last eight losses for Jacksonville were close games. I do not. Let me just state this unequivocally. If there's any at all question, anybody who can go should go until you lock up the one seed. And if the game has been locked up for the first 3 quarters and you can let off, you've earned that. You earn the rest. You don't just give the rest to the guys just because they're banged up or they got a bruise. If it's a legitimate injury, I'm not saying shoot a guy up and force him out there. But if they practice, they will play. You put your best foot forward. You try to win every single game this season. You keep the train on the tracks. You keep rolling. 15-2 is not just going to happen overnight. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.